Today's podcast is brought to you by Balance 7. Save $10 plus free shipping this week only with code HOWIE10 at balance7.com. Enjoy the podcast.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
And we have seen growing evidence that the dangers to our country can come not only across borders, but from violence that gathers within.
What I hear you saying is that other forces have changed politics more since 9/11 than 9/11.
Oh, I think so. I think MAGA and the domestic terror threat is much more worrisome.
It was disrespectful. You know, that's all I'm saying. It was disrespectful.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studio.
Requirements for vaccination are part of a long tradition that we have in this country of taking steps as a collective.
Resistance is futile.
In an infectious disease outbreak, getting vaccinated is not a personal choice. It's not. It's something that we do for the community.
One of us, one of us, one of us.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
844-500-4242. That's the number if you'd like to call the Howie Carr Show. It's also the number for the Trump line. The Trump line. I know, I'm calling it the Trump line today. I've decided to call it the Trump line. We have some messages from the Trump, from Donald Trump, don't we? It seems like it's a good time to have a he was asked about whether or not he would be running again. Cut five.
Are you going to run again, Mr. President?
Oh, that's a tough question. Actually, for me, it's an easy question.
Okay.
So, I mean, I know what I'm going to do, but we're not supposed to be talking about it yet from the standpoint of campaign finance laws, which frankly are ridiculous, okay? You want to know the truth, but we have to live with it. But I think you're going to be happy. Let me put it that way, okay? I think you're going to be very happy.
The Trump line, or the Chump line, whatever you want to call it. Trump to the Fire Department of New York, FDNY. Go ahead, cut seven.
And right next door, and you know you love each other, because I know the blue. We love the blue. I'll say it loud. You know you're not supposed to say that. We love the blue.
They love the blue, just not the big blue. The Giants suck again this year, apparently. Time now for the Chump Trump line.
Joe Biden here. Saturday at Ground Zero, I only had to look at my watch 2,977 times. No joke.
Did you hear what happened to it? Did you hear the heckling that went on when he was at 9/11? Cut 49.
You're a mutt for what you did to Afghanistan. Terrible.
Don't sniff him.
Terrible.
He's going after the little kids in his doddering old man style, his gait, and the guy's yelling, don't sniff him, don't sniff him. Oh, you got the whole don't sniff, that's the cut. Oh, okay, we got it. By the way, we got another cut here. This just came over the wire. He's in Idaho today. He was talking about Boise, and we played the cut about the smoke drifting in from California, from Oregon. He, as always, he has to make stuff up. So he's in Boise, Idaho. So he said, well, listen to what he said.
I grew up in a little town called Claymont, Delaware, and I went to school. I used to tell Frank Church this. My first job offer, where I wanted, my wife, deceased wife and I, wanted to move to Idaho because we think, not a joke, it's such a beautiful, beautiful state. And I interviewed for a job with Boise Cascade. And in the meantime, there was a war going on. Anyway, but.
Will it surprise you to learn that Boise Cascade spokeswoman told the New York Post, we have no record of President Biden's application or of him ever having worked for the company. The spokeswoman said, "We checked our system internally and nothing has turned up." It's unclear, says the New York Post, where the Idaho lumber application would fit in to the president's Delaware-centric legal and political career. It would fit in that vacuum between his ears. That's where it would fit in, and that's the only place.
It's bad enough with the COVID panic every day. Now we've got the murder hornets on their way. It would be just like a Dem to also use them to further distract from the border disarray.
Yes, it would. And now we have the school bus crisis in Massachusetts. Having to call out the National Guard to drive the buses because no one wants to work anymore. Thanks to Charlie Parker not ending the $300 welfare option, weekly welfare option for the freeloaders. The Chump Line is brought to you by Matthews Brothers, America's oldest window manufacturer. 20 years after the attack on American citizens on our home soil, our embassy, which is our home soil in Afghanistan, is under Taliban control, while private groups like the NazareneFund.org continue their efforts to rescue those we left behind. And Winken, and Nod said today that there are at least 100 Americans who still want to get out, but don't worry, they have everyone has been assigned a case management team at Foggy Bottom, and they're working as hard as they're telecommuting to get them out on the case management team.
Obama said, if you like your doctor, you can keep your doctor. Biden says, I am your doctor.
Dr. Frankenstein.
Howie, Tyrant Joe Biden gone. Come on, man. I was so confused on Saturday when they kept saying something about 7-Eleven, and I even prepared to talk in my Indian accent, but they never took me to one. They kept saying, never forget. I don't know what they're talking about.
An Australian anchorwoman who has a lot of fun with the Biden sound cuts every day, just like we do, has offered a $100 or 100, whatever the Australian currency is, a $100 prize to anyone who can decipher what the hell he was saying in Shanksville about Robert E. Lee. And we'll play those cuts when we come back. Well, do we have time for, we'll play one of these Robert E. Lee cuts, cut 45.
But it is the kinds of things, or, you know, stuff that is coming out of Florida, stuff that's coming out of, you know, Robert E. Lee had been in Afghanistan, you'd have won. No, anyway, I'm telling you too much.
I don't think I'm going to win the prize. I have no idea what he was saying. Let's play cut that 44, too.
Well, you know, what do you want to do with Biden? I want to box him. I should be so lucky.
He wants to box Biden? He should be so lucky. Okay.
Howie, the only thing I ever agreed with is Jesse Jackson. Stay out the bushes.
That was disgraceful, what George W. Bush said. And I guess President Trump has attacked him today and responded and just basically said how terrible it was what he said about comparing the protesters on January 6th to the Muslim terrorists of 9/11.
20 years since 9/11, and we've gone from a war on terror to a war on pronouns.
Yeah, has the Taliban leadership announced what their pronouns are?
It's so easy to vote in California, you don't even have to vote.
That's right. Yep. That's, you know, and then when they tell you you've already voted, they say, well, you can just have a provisional ballot and that'll cancel out the, if you're a Republican, we'll just give you a provisional ballot and that'll cancel out the fake Democrat vote that's already been made in your name. And you do the math and you say, but wait, then there won't, my vote really won't count after all, will it? And they tell you, the Democrats in California, yeah, that's the way it's supposed to work now.
Hey, George W. Bush looked pretty good giving that speech the other day, huh? He looked like his old self, by which I mean Alfred E. Newman. I was hoping that somebody would take off his shoes and throw them at him.
He is such a disappointment. He was such a disappointment. He had such an opportunity, and I still appreciate him sparing us President Al Gore and President John Forbes' live shot Kerry, but he was a terrible president in retrospect. He got rolled, and he's still getting rolled. And he's, as somebody said, he's looking for that nice obit in the New York Times. I hope he gets
it. The Taliban recently came out saying they would be more inclusive. It sounds like they are, since they included the women in the beatings.
Yes, here's a story from the New York Post. Taliban celebrate after beheading Afghan soldier. A group of Taliban fighters beheaded an Afghan soldier in a grisly video, which also showed them celebrating while yelling, "God is great, Allah Akbar," I assume, and praising the Taliban supreme leader. Allah Akbar is Arabic, but sometimes I think they just shout that, you know, kind of like, you know, you use the Latin liturgy, or you used to, until Pope got rid of it.
The Trump administration was in touch and in control. Biden administration, inept and insane.
Was there ever a shortage of school bus drivers when Trump was president? Just asking for a friend.
I hold in my hand the last envelope.
Pinocchio, Joe Biden. Name two lying puppets.
Hey-o!
I like that, but there's supposed to be three.
That was your last chump line message. Thank you for calling Howie Carr, you chump.
That's it for the Chump Line today. The Chump Line is the recorded voicemail message service of the Howie Carr Show. If you'd like to leave such a message, 844-500-4242. That's the number to call anytime between the hours of 1 and 4 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. Press 2 for the Chump Line. Leave your message. We may or may not play it at this time each weekday. If you didn't hear your message, or you'd just like to hear another batch of messages that you haven't heard before, we put the excess messages together for a feature, Chopped Chumps. Chopped Chumps are posted online around 7 o'clock every weeknight. You can get Chopped Chumps wherever you get your Howie Carr Show podcasts. The Chump Line is brought to you by Matthews Brothers, America's oldest window manufacturer. 20 years after the attack on American citizens on our home soil, our embassy, our home soil in Afghanistan, that's what our embassy is under Taliban control, while private groups like the NazareneFund.org continue their efforts to rescue those we left behind.
Howie, Tyrant Joe Biden calling. Come on, man. I was so confused on Saturday when they kept saying something about 7-Eleven, and I even prepared to talk in my Indian accent, but they never took me to one. They kept saying, "Never forget." I don't know what they're talking about.
Don't we all wish he had moved to Boise, Idaho? I bet they could have seen through him in Boise, Idaho. I'm Howie Carr.
He's the undisputed king of New England talk radio.
It's good to be the king.
Howie Carr. He didn't come here to be made sport of.
Funny how? I mean, funny like I'm a clown, I amuse you, I make you laugh. What do you mean funny? Funny how? How am I funny?
Howie Carr is here to stay.
I'm sorry to go on so long. Thank you. Turn it back to you, man. I guess that's who I'm turning it back to. I don't know who. Anyway, whoever is to do the talk.
That would be me.
That was this afternoon as well. 508, moved to Boise from Worcester 3 years ago. Dementia Joe did not get a warm welcome here today. I'm just so confused. Now we find out he was going to go to work for Boise Lumber. He was going to be a lumber? Was he going to be a lumberjack? Was he going to be Paul Bunyan? I thought he was Molly Maguire in the coal mines, the anthracite coal mines in Scranton. And then he was a wide receiver. And then I also thought he was a truck driver. I'm a truck. What is it? What is he? I know technically he's a lawyer, but would you trust him to pay a library fine for you? Forget parking tickets. That's serious stuff. Parking tickets for someone like Joe Biden. Anyway, when the world gets too loud, create your own soundtrack with Raycon wireless earbuds. Raycons have a 32-hour battery life, start at half the price of other premium audio brands, and come with a 45-day happiness guarantee. Get 15% off at buyraycon.com/Howie, buyraycon.com/Howie. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Do you think the recall election in California will be on the level?
No.
97% say no.
There are going to be elections tomorrow in Massachusetts, preliminary municipal elections. The final election will be in November. Mayor of Boston is up. A couple other mayoral positions are up. The city council in Boston, there are 17 people running for 8 slots in the final. If you want to call in and make your pitch, if you're a candidate, you got a minute tonight. Just go to 844-500-4242 and you'll get a minute tonight during the 6 o'clock hour. You know, Taylor made an interesting observation today that Biden has started correcting himself like 5 minutes after he misspeaks, 5 seconds after he misspeaks. And it's really weird because sometimes when you realize you've said something that wasn't correct, like I just did with 5 minutes, seconds, you immediately correct yourself.
Or sometimes I whisper in your ear.
Or sometimes you whisper in my ear, right. Exactly. And in this case, it's getting to be fairly pronounced. We mentioned earlier that we'll play all three of these cuts where he corrects himself after an unusually long amount of time after he makes the misstatement. Let's start with the one we already played, cut 10.
Well, fortunately, they thought a long time ago about a thing called the National Defense Act. And what I was able to do, the Defense Production Act.
Okay. Cut 4.
And I want to acknowledge Senator Risch and Crapo can't be here. And Senator Wyden and Markley were going to come from, Markley were going to come from Oregon.
And Senator Markey was going to come from Maryland. Oh, excuse me, Massachusetts. He is from Maryland, but he represents Massachusetts in the Senate. And he's very sad about the Boston Patriots losing yesterday by a single point. So anyway, he's going to do it again right now. Cut 3.
And I just want you to know that you have the full support of my government, my administration, I should say.
Yeah. I think you're onto something, Taylor. I think these things will start to pile up.
Two out of three of those cuts, he was already on to his next thought, but then it sounded like he interrupted himself, or he was being interrupted and reverted back to make a correction. It's very uncharacteristic of him. Usually yeah. He just steamrolls right through whatever he's saying, and he doesn't realize what he said.
Right, and we're going to play you a Grandpa Simpson story when we come back, by the way, which is... I'd say it's pretty...
It does contain the 16 seconds of him saying that he got a job offer in Boise, but...
Oh, that's where it is.
Yeah,
okay.
And it goes on into another nonsensical tirade.
Well, are there any other kinds of tirades that Joe Biden gets into other than nonsensical? We'll be right back, and we'll take your calls at 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. And we'll take your calls if you would like. And if you'd like to speak about anything, I want to, we told you last week about this new weekend phenomenon at athletic events. And that is chanting bleep Joe Biden, bleep Joe Biden. It started in the Sun Belt in the red states, but now it has spread to New York, and they had the Subway Series, which, you know, is not a World Series, but it's between the Mets and the Yankees. And I guess it was kind of crazy that a lot of fans were you know, running across the field and all that. It wasn't like violent or anything. It was just kind of wacky behavior all weekend long. And so they decided to get into the spirit of things in the red states. These are the Mets and the Yankees fans talking about, expressing their opinions about Joe Biden, who'd just been there visiting. He was there that day. It was Saturday. Cut 36. That's quite a change even from the spring. Wasn't there a guy that unveiled a Trump banner at the Mets Stadium or Yankee Stadium? I can't remember where, and they threw him the hell out. Same as they did at Fenway Park. Now multiple fans are chanting bleep Joe Biden, and nothing's happening to them. Meanwhile, Mac Jones' alma mater, the University of Alabama, Roll Tide, Crimson Tide, Tuscaloosa. Here was the chant down there. Cut 37. Then we have the Volunteers of the University of Tennessee, Peyton Manning's alma mater. Cut 30. That's pretty good stuff, huh? Hey, 8 Again, usually I'm not for chanting obscenities in public places, but you know, my reluctance is kind of worn down by hearing all the crap that's been said about Trump and Republicans over the last few years, decades, maybe we're getting to 844-500-4242.
Biden didn't even speak today. He went to all three places. And he didn't speak. I wonder why he didn't speak. Now think of it.
No telephone.
He went to all three places. He went to the Pentagon, went to Pennsylvania. He came here and he didn't speak.
He can't finish
his sentence. What a shame.
I'm pretty sure
didn't have a teleprompter. Like that makes any difference, right? Whether he has a teleprompter or not. Listen to this one. I mean, talk about double entendre. Cut 40 from Biden.
You know, if you take a look at the polling data, as down as my numbers have dropped, you've seen that my package is overwhelmingly popular. Overwhelmingly popular.
Does he even know what he said? He has no clue what he said. I'm not going to explain it to you. You understand. I don't have to explain it to you, do I? No, I don't. 844-500-4242. Dan, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Dan.
Yeah. Hi, Howie. How are you?
Hi, good.
Long time listener. I just wanted to say you were asking about the reference to Robert E. Lee. Donald Trump was on with Mark Levin last week, and the last toward the end of the interview, they were both talking, and Donald Trump said that Robert E. Lee was a great general, and that if he was in Afghanistan, he would have won the war.
Oh, I got you. Okay, thanks.
That just shows how obsessed Joe Biden is with what Donald Trump says about him.
I mean, think about it.
Well,
we didn't
even know he said that.
No, we didn't know he said it. And do you think Joe Biden knows? He's right now, he's on the tarmac, I guess, with a surfer boy governor of California, Gavin Newsom, trying to pull his chestnuts out of the fire. And do you think he has any clue what he was just talking about on Air Force One before they landed in California? No, but he remembers that. Wow. Guess it means a lot to him. It's kind of like his tapioca pudding. 844-500-4242.
In New York State, they're being polluted. The fish were dying. Things are changing. And you know where it was all from? It wasn't because of what they're doing in upstate New York. It's because of smokestacks in Chicago.
In Chicago? Are there a lot of smokestacks in Chicago? I've been to Chicago. I got inducted into the Radio Hall of Fame. I don't remember any smokestacks. I'm sure there are a little few smokestacks, but are there really big ones to mention, Joe? Yeah, let's play the we'll take some calls here. I want to play this Grandpa Simpson story though. And this includes the line about Boise Cascade, whatever it is. Go ahead.
God love you all. I grew up in a little town called Claymont, Delaware. And I went to school. I used to tell Frank Church this. My first job offer, where I wanted, my wife, deceased wife and I, wanted to move to Idaho because we think, not a joke, it's such a beautiful,
not
beautiful
a joke.
State. And I interviewed for a job with Boise Cascade. And in the meantime, there was a war going on. Anyway, but the whole point was that I used to always kid Frank, but I grew up in this little steel town called Claymont, Delaware, when Scranton shut down because of coal mining. And I went to a little Catholic grade school called Holy Rosary. And it was on before I-95, there used to be a thing called the Philadelphia Pike. And so my mom would drive me we only lived about a mile from school, and the school bus wasn't around then, and drive me to the parking lot. And right across the street from the school was a fire station, Claymont Fire, volunteer fire company, but they're really good. And so all the guys who grew up either became cops,
let's go, while
firefighters,
we're young,
or priests. I wasn't qualified for any of them, so I'm here.
Yikes. The Philadelphia Turnpike. Yeah, there used to be a state senator from Wellesley. He was a good guy, Dave Locke. And he used to call Route 9 the pike sometimes. If he were alive today, he'd be about 93, 94 years old. That's before they had the interstate highways. They had roads that you call the pike, but very few people under the age of 90 still call them the pike anymore. By the way, about that thing about the war, what does that mean? That he could, that if he went to work at Boise Cascade, he couldn't have gotten a deferment to stay out of Vietnam? Is that what he's saying? That seems to be what he's saying, isn't it? By the way, talk about a blast from the past, Frank Church. He was the senator from Idaho. I always have sort of blamed him for John Kerry's career because he was the one who brought him on. He was the chairman of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee in 71, and he just let Kerry come up as a Vietnam vet and talk about, in a style reminiscent of Genghis Khan. He was the one who was who presided over that that farcical performance by John Kerry before he had his chin operated on. And that's in the days when he spoke with a Kennedy-esque accent rather than his native North Shore Yankee accent. It's not just English politicians who change their accents, you know. 339, he was going to be a truck driver in Idaho. You know, people are speculating that this thing with this application that didn't occur to Boise Cascade, this was after he kicked Corn Pop's ass, but before he became an over-the-road truck driver. When did he become a coal miner? When did he work the coal mining in? You know, he's a member of the United Mine Workers Union. 844-945-9196.
Amongst all this, he had time to be a professor as well.
Right, that's right. I forgot he was a professor too. Yeah, and he was, and he played on a Division I football team too. 919 before I-95. How old is Biden? That's what I'm getting at. I mean, I-90 has been around, you know, which is the Mass Turnpike, has been around for what, 65 years? About 60, 65 years. And the old senator, who was, again, he was a great guy, but that's what he'd say. I remember when we called Route 9 the Pike. Yeah, okay, Senator Locke. Bob, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Bob.
Howie.
Yes.
You there?
Yes.
Pleasure to speak to you. I just like to say, my father passed away last year. He listened to you die hard all the time, and, you know, it brings back memories every time I hear you. But it's just really ridiculous just how people will, you see what people vote for. Look at the guys in office now. It's unbelievable. And the stuff that he wants to do, and if you don't do it, the repercussions that will happen. It's typical politics as usual.
I know. I know. That's you know, this is we got to play what's going on out in California too. We'll play that when we come back. This is independent TV station KTLA went out into the valley yesterday, I guess, after they got complaints that all these Republicans are going up to the polling places to do the early voting, which has started in California, and they're all being told, or a lot of them are being told, that they've already voted. And when they say that they've already voted, the registrar or the precinct warden, whoever it is, says, well, we'll just give you a provisional ballot, and that's fail safe. How is that fail safe? So someone has voted for you, and you know they're a voting Democrat, and they're going to give you a ballot to cancel out the vote. But your vote doesn't count. It just is canceling out someone's fraudulent vote. 844-500-4242.
I-95, by the way, was constructed in 1956.
Yeah, 1956. So this, the Philadelphia Turnpike. So I-95 is even older than I-90, which is the Massachusetts Turnpike. And it used to be Route 9 used to be called the Pike. 857 says Biden never had any intention of joining the dreaded private sector. No, it didn't. 844-500-4242. We'll take more of your calls when we come back. The Thunderstorm Air Purifier is one of Eden Pure's best-selling products, and now Eden Pure is offering my listeners a special Thunderstorm 3-pack. One user writes, very surprised at how well the small units work. Noticed the difference almost immediately. I purchased the 3-pack, and I'm happy I did. You can save $200 on an Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier 3-pack. You'll get 3 units for under $200 and save $200. One for your basement, first floor, and second floor, all in one purchase. Dr. Matt uses them to keep his veterinary clinic smelling sweet. He's been told it's the best-smelling veterinary clinic the salesmen that come in have ever been in. With the 3-pack of Eden Pure, you can now enjoy clean air everywhere in your house or workplace, like the vet's clinic for Dr. Matt. It's been months now that we've been talking about the Thunderstorm Air Purifier. People still ask me if it really works. Not only does it really work, it works in hours. The Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier is so small and light that you can hold it in your hand and plug it right into the wall. The best part is you don't have to replace any air filters, which of course saves you time and money. Other air purifiers can cost up to $600 for just one unit. Go to EdenPureDeals.com, click my name, and put in code word Howie3 to save $200 for their special 3-pack. EdenPureDeals.com, click my name, and use code word Howie3. I'm Howie Carr.
You're listening to the Howie Carr Radio Network.
Every time you turn around, expect to see me. There's one time you'll turn around and I'll be there.
The Howie Carr Show.
919 says, last time I was in Boston, all I saw were empty MBTA buses driving around. Why doesn't Governor Parker have the MBTA bus drivers drive the school buses? I got two words for you, 919. Local 589. Two more words. Carmen's Union. Carmen's Union. 844-500-4242. John, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, John.
Good evening, Mr. Carr. It's an honor, sir, as always. Thank you so much for putting this out and letting people hear what's got to be heard. The bottom line is here, this guy's a bum, and all the... I don't know what to do. They all suck, Mr. Carr.
Yes, they do. There's no question that they do. And let's play this. I want to play this cut 12 again. You're right, Taylor. This is a very memorable cut here from Joe Biden about the Build Back Better PAN, or plan, as he calls it, depending on the day. Cut 12.
And what's going to happen is things aren't going to go back to what they were. It's not like you can build back to what it was before. It's not going to get any better than it is today. It only can get worse. Not better. It's not like we're going to not have more problems. But we can do this, in my view.
So he says, we can't get better, but we can do this, in my view.
Can't get better it can only get worse. We can do this. Together we can.
Together we can. Yes. Cut 11. More. He expounds on his statements.
But one of the things we have to do is we have to build back better than what happened before all this began to come apart.
You know, on January 20th. I think that's when we can say it began to come apart. Jim, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Jim.
Hi. I have to say it's great to see all these full stadiums, but I'm just wondering how long they're going to stay full with all these chants, and then you're going to hear the CDC declare them to be super spreader events.
I know, Joe, it's going to be interesting tonight. The Monday night football game, I believe, is in Vegas, isn't it? I think it's the Las Vegas Raiders. And Nevada has decreed vaccine passports. And I just read a headline. I didn't read the whole story, that people in Las Vegas, you know, they just got the team last year, and I don't think they had any games or very few people at the games last year. So this is the first time. So everybody was real excited. So now they're going to have to produce vaccine passports, and it's going to be interesting to see how many people show up. So I agree. But it's going to be hard to put the genie back in the bottle. I mean, didn't people look happy yesterday at those games? They really did. I mean, and just watching at home, I got a really warm feeling. I mean, it's amazing how fast things change, that just seeing people in a football stadium acting normal is suddenly a heartwarming experience. It's weird. 844-500-4242-508 says, so shouldn't the slogan be build back worse? I mean, that's what he said, basically, right? We can't build back better. It can only get worse. So it's my build back worse plan. 844.
What's going to happen is things aren't going to go back to what they were. It's not like you can build back to what it was before. It's not going to get any better than it is today. It only can get worse, not better. It's not like we're going to not have more problems. But we can do this, in my view.
We can have more problems. 617, even for him, that quote was unbelievable. Do we have the Australian newswoman yet talking about what she wants to offer?
Let's end the evening with a word from the leader of the free world. I'll personally write a check to anybody who can decipher what Joe Biden is trying to convey here.
Yeah, that, you know, what do you want to do with Biden? I want to box him. I should be so lucky. You know what I mean? But it is the kinds of things, or, you know, stuff that's coming out of Florida, stuff that's coming out of, you know, Robert E. Lee in Afghanistan. You're the one.
Florida, Robert E. Lee, how is that man dressing himself, let alone leading the most powerful nation on earth?
Once upon a time, Anchorette. Once upon a time. I don't think you can say that anymore. All right, 844-500-4242. If you're a candidate for office, you get a minute coming up at that number, that toll-free number, if you want. We got other stuff planned. I'm Howie Carr.